tell me, Woody, what were these people thinking about all this time?
Well, most of the people in the Dust Bowl talked about California. The reason they talked about California was that they'd seen all the pretty pictures about California and they'd heard all the pretty songs about California. And they had read all the handbills about coming to California and picking fruit. And these people naturally said, well, if this dust keeps on blowing the way it is, we're going to have to go somewhere. And most of them, I'll dare say 75% of them, was in favor of going to California because they had heard about the climate there. You could sleep outdoors at night. And any kind of a seed that you put down the ground, why, it'd grow back out again. And all such things as that made all these people want to go to California. Here's a part of a little song that I remember. I didn't make this enough, but this here one here is one that attracted several hundred thousand families. Go from the Dust Bowl to California, and the name of this one is the California Blues. This here is an old Jimmy Rogers piece. I'm going to California, where they sleep out every night. I'm going to California, where they sleep out every night. 'Cause the women in Oklahoma just nicely ain't treating me right. I'd rather drink muddy water, sleep in a hollow log. I'd rather drink muddy water and sleep in a hollow log than to be in Texas treated like a doggone dog. Notice how this song hits all of those southern states and welcomes them all to come to California. California waters taste like cherry wine. California waters taste like cherry wine. But the Georgia waters tastes like turpentine. Well, that was an old song that Jimmy Rogers sung, and he put it on some kind of a phonograph record. And that phonograph record went all down through Oklahoma, and it went all over Texas, and it went over Georgia and Alabama and Tennessee and Mississippi and Kansas. And now, I've seen hundreds and hundreds of people gang up around an electric phonograph and listen to Jimmy Rogers sing that song about going to California where they sleep out every night because the Oklahoma women just naturally ain't treating me right. And I'd rather drink muddy water and sleep in a holler log than to be down in Texas treated like a dirty dog. And then California waters taste like cherry wine. And the Georgia waters taste like turpentine. And they'd punch each other in the ribs with their elbows. And they'd say, boy, there's a place to go. That old boy's singing the truth. Listen to him sing. I'm telling you, that makes me want to just pick up right now and leave out. California waters taste like cherry wine. And sleep out every night. And so forth and so on. Anyway, there was thousands and thousands and thousands more of them. In fact, there's about 300,000 or 400,000 of them. They woke up one bright, clear morning and they found themselves walking down the road, wives, kids, fathers, mothers, and everybody else that you could think of. And anyway, they traveled 1,500 or 2,000 miles in these old broke-down jalopies, and they went to California, and I was one of the first bunches to go to California, because when people start going somewhere, I'm always kind of a dadgum feller that jumps up and takes off right while they're talking about it. Anyway, when I got to California, I seen things out there that I wouldn't believe if people had sat and tell me that there was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of families of people living around under railroad bridges, down along the river bottoms in the old cardboard houses and in old rusty beat-up houses that they'd made out of tow sacks and old dirty rags and corrugated iron that they got out of the dumps and old tin cans flattened out and old orange crates that they'd been able to tear up and get boards out of, I wouldn't believe it. Because all these people didn't go out there to loaf around. They didn't go out there to have a good time. They went out there for one reason, and absolutely one reason. And that was because they thought that they could get some work there. When they got out there, they found themselves sitting alongside the road or up in the hobo jungles, camping around 300 or 400 families on one hillside and 300 or 400 families on another hillside. They had a little old spring of water running around there somewhere, and they'd use this little spring of water or little hole of water to do their washing in, to shave in, to get a drink of water out of, to wash their teeth in. They used that spring of water as sewage disposal. They used it for everything in the world. And a lot of times I've seen 300 or 400 families of people are trying to get along on a stream of water that wasn't any bigger than the stream of water that comes from your faucet when you go into the kitchen and turn the faucet on. These mountain springs wasn't any stronger than that one faucet, and yet 300 or 400 families of people found themselves trying to keep sanitary on that amount of water.
Oh, Woody, with all these people pouring into California and living around there like that in that condition and so poor and everything, what did the Californians think about this? How did they react? What did they call these people?
They called us Dust Bowl refugees. All the newspaper headlines was full of stuff about Dust Bowl refugees. Refugees here, refugees yonder, refugees, refugees everywhere you look. They called us Dust Bowl refugees, but then there's more than one kind of a refugee. There's refugees that take refuge under railroad bridges, and there's refugees that take refuge in public office,